Hello, everyone. Hello. You are listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla.
I'm Trisha.
And we are rolling.
And this is WMFO Medford. 91.5.
Freeform.
Freeform.
Keep
it freeform.
Gotta keep it freeform.
Yeah, so what
I just think of the TV channel every time I say that. What
song did we just play?
We played Moaning Lisa Smile by Wolf Alice. I like them.
That's cool.
Oh my god. You could probably hear the beeping through the mics here.
Through the mics here?
Yeah, traffic is bad, people.
Yeah, you're right. Traffic is bad. Because you know what my theory is? Actually, the theory that I just had, that I just formulated right now, sounds entirely dumb. My theory was, it's getting warmer, so people want to go outside and drive more because it's the spring weather, but that would make people drive less because it's warmer, so they could just walk around. And it's not spring yet. It's still winter.
It's also rush hour,
mm-hmm.
Which is rush 3 hours.
Rush 3 hours.
Rush 3 hours.
Oh, that's right, because it's 6 p.m. I bet a lot of you are coming home from work, coming home from class, coming home from whatever you're doing.
Whatever you gotta do, man. You gotta
whatever
do it.
You gotta do, you gotta do.
That's life.
Play Vowels next. I like that song.
That is a good song, and I put it on the playlist. Yes.
Vowels by Honey, Hunny.
Yes. I want to tell you something really sad, though.
Yeah.
I actually made an effort today to make somewhat of a playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first 9 songs today, I actually put there purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a really good plan.
What's your plan?
I was gonna play Brain Stew by Green Day, and then I was gonna start the show at the end of that song, and it would have been like, haha, you thought I was gonna play Jaded too, but I didn't. Cause like whenever it's on the
those things that's like mostly funny to you.
It's mostly funny to me, yes, because I'm a nerd, but
Green Day nerd. Is Kayla's favorite band, if you could.
Okay, so it's weird because I don't really listen to them much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point in my life, like, I really, really, really loved them. And I still love them because they hold a special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But their music progressively gets worse. They came out with a new album, and I haven't listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, know if it's good or not. Probably not, to be honest. But, you know what? I still love them.
We love Green Day.
So, I did put a song came on my Spotify today from, like, the 21st Century Breakdown album. And it's one of, like, the ones I like. One of the songs I actually really liked off the album, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna put it on the playlist.
Awesome.
So that'll be a little while from now, but we got some great tunes for you today. And I'm sorry I didn't get to do my whole nerdy joke, but you know, sometimes life doesn't work out like that, and the reason why I couldn't is because the song is explicit, and we are at 6 p.m., which means we cannot put curse words on the radio, because...
That's right, kiddies.
Kids. Come on, kids. It's not like you don't know it anyway.
Are you dissing kids?
Some kids are great. Some kids are not great.
Wow. You're so rude to children.
You know, sometimes they're rude to me. I mean, not really, but I'm just saying that kids can be brats. I mean, you've been in middle school before.
Oh, yeah. Middle school is...
It's a rough time.
They're not really kids. They're more like young teens that are...
pubescent.
Okay, now we're dissing middle schoolers too. Okay.
Kids are much more redeemable than middle schoolers. Kids are cute. Middle schoolers are just annoying.
Yeah, kids are innocents. Middle schoolers know too much.
Yeah, they just kind of suck a little bit.
Anyway, sorry if you're. Middle schooler.
We're sorry.
We're sorry that
we still love you.
Because
we suck too.
Yeah, I used to suck. I was in middle school.
I feel like everyone sucks in middle school.
Yeah.
It's a time where you have to kind of figure out what things are and like how things work and
like,
what life is.
It makes sense that people suck in middle school because that's like the worst time of your life.
Like, yeah.
I don't blame you. Like, I would be really angsty and annoying too because I was.
Still am.
Yeah. Because it's horrible.
It is.
Middle school is terrible. Anyway, we should play some tunes.
Yeah, so this next one is Vowels as... Trisha was saying Honey, Hunny. I like the chorus. It's very clever.
Okay.
A-E-Y-O-U or something like that. You'll see. You'll see. You got this. You'll see. And then we have some other stuff after that, which we'll talk about later.
Cool.
So, here it goes.
Thank you. need you or no one. She said it's UID test. I said she looked on the slept. She definitely didn't like that, no. You see, I'm feeling like it's put on. When you say you don't need me, and you want nothing of me. Oh, but babe, you know I've tried to fail with you.
Hey, people.
Hello.
What is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
What's going on? It's raining.
It is raining.
It's raining.
Yeah.
It's raining, man. It's raining. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's raining, man.
Short PSA for you guys, I guess.
Great. Let's do it.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That didn't really make much of a difference, in my opinion.
My PSA here?
Yeah, it was. It didn't really, like, leave me thinking.
You gotta support your friends with mental illness. Here, well, then I'll...
Well, how? You gotta be more punchy with it. You don't seem like you're supporting...
Ways to support friends with mental illness.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the PSA.
Ways to support friends...
Are you gonna try and make this PSA, like, better? Is that with your...
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
You gotta talk to them, check up on them, say, Bob, how are you doing?
Give him a quick text.
Say, and then he says, good. You say, no, you say, honestly, Bob, how are you really doing? And then he says, I had a terrible day. And then you go, that's what I thought.
And then you call Bob.
Mm-hmm. Call Bob. Call your friends. You know, texting is so impersonal. You should call them sometimes.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel like your friend is down, give them a call.
Yeah.
Don't be like, wow, that was thoughtful.
Yeah. Or buy them foods that they like.
That's always a sure
way.
Use your
love languages. Gifts, acts of service, maybe wash their car. I don't know. That's kind of weird. Do it. Touch
Wash
them. Not in a creepy way, but in a hug way. What else? Time. Spend time with them. And words. Tell them how much they mean to you. That's right.
Yeah, man.
I'm snapping for myself.
You Bring
know,
the
snapping
love.
Snapping isn't a thing I do, but other people do it, and now maybe I should do it. Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So, I don't know. I mean, like... We had some good songs for you there, but I'm really excited for these next four songs because, I don't know, I just feel like they're all good.
Cool.
Yeah, but, so the next one is just a catchy song. It's just catchy, you know? And then the other one after that is a song that, that Danny and I heard in the car the other day, came on his playlist, and it's actually a cover of the Stone Roses.
Ooh.
But I like this version. It's really good. It's by the Ravenettes. And I'm like, you know, we're going to listen to it. I was like, immediately, I was like, this is going on the playlist. It's going. It's going.
It's going.
And then the other one is the Green Day song that I heard like an hour ago on my playlist when I was just doing homework. And I was like, you know what? I used to like love this song so much. And like, it made me like a little nostalgic.
Yeah.
Then after that, we got some good pensive Arctic Monkeys, you know, like from the Favorite Worst Nightmare album, my personal fave by them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to give you a conspiracy that we're going to figure out. And it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good conspiracy.
It's going to be a good conspiracy.
Googling conspiracies right
So
now.
I really hope you're excited because these next four songs, they are bitchin'.
Oh.
And we are allowed to say that. We just found out that we are allowed to say that, and I'm so happy.
Don't abuse it.
I'm not abusing it. That was only once. It's going to be like a one or two times a show thing, because you got to treasure it, you know?
Right, every show will regularly say
just,
that.
Like, just you know, it's our special word.
All right, we're going to come back to you guys later.
And yeah, we will. And then we're going to have... I haven't even, like... I also have a weird song on later, and I'm excited for that, too.
You're excited?
It's just... I'm excited because I actually planned out a playlist for the show, and we usually just kind of wing it because we just add songs on it all the time.
Right.
Like, whenever I hear a song that I like, I just like, oh, I'll put it on the playlist, and then we'll play it on the show, and then we switch stuff around during the show, which I did a little today, but, like, I actually kind of thought about it. And you know what? I'm proud that I thought about it.
Nice. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. So, we're going to start you off with Walking with the Ghost, Tegan and Sarah.
Love it.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please, please don't insist. I was walking with the ghost. I said, please, please don't insist.
Are you standing close to the edge? Look out of the setting sun, the brink of your vision. Eternal youth is a landscape of a lie. The cracks in my skin can prove, as the years will testify. Say your prayers and light a fire, we're gonna start a war. Your slogan's a gun for hire, it's what we waited for. Hey Gloria, this is why we're on the edge. The fight of our lives been drawn in this undying love.
Gloria, where are you, Gloria?
memories to be made, and I hope you're holding hands by New Year's Eve. They made it far too easy to believe that true romance can't be achieved these days. And even if somehow they could have shown you the place you
What's up?
What's up, folks?
What is that noise outside?
Someone is driving their
motorcycle. Sound, yeah, or it sounds like a lawnmower, but what are you lawn mowing now for?
I, too, like to lawn mow in the evenings.
In the rain.
In the rain.
Where's the grass?
That's when the grass is weakest. You have to hit it while it's down.
Oh, my God, that's great. But, anyway, that's a good song. Mm-hmm. I like that song. It's just one of those, like, it puts you in the feels. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm feeling relaxed now, but unfortunately we're gonna break that relaxation because we got some hot conspiracy for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We messed this up. Okay. It's time for Conspiracy Crackdown. I always forget, but I remembered this time. I remembered. It really adds something.
Today we're going to talk about something that's been on everyone's minds and on the tip of everyone's tongues. That's right. We're talking about the coronavirus. Ooh. And should I just state what our conspiracy is here? It's just basically the conspiracy is that the coronavirus is about
it. Oh my God. Okay. That was, I'm sorry. I did that by accident.
Extra emphasis. There's a conspiracy out there that the coronavirus is a bioweapon that was accidentally released early, you know.
That is juicy. I like that one. That's actually kind of believable.
I think so also.
You know what? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's like movies in the 50s, I actually just watched one of them for class, where, like, all the monsters are a result of radiation.
Uh-huh.
And, like, there's a bunch of movies like that. And, like, Godzilla's one of them.
Ooh.
And also, we watched this one called Them, which is about giant ants, which was surprisingly not a bad movie. But anyway,
uh-huh,
if that's, like, the science movie of the 50s, why aren't people making science movies horror movies about, like, bioweapons?
That's a good point.
I guess zombies is the equivalent.
Yeah, I love zombie movies.
Zombies are great.
But there is that movie, I mean, there's that one, it's not really a bioweapon, but there's the one, Contagion, where it's just like there's a disease and it pops up and everyone's dying.
Everyone's dying.
Sorry, I'm more sensitive to death than that. And yeah, no, but why is this chair just falling down? I suddenly just sank, which is bad because I'm already short. Not as short as Kayla, but close.
We're like the same.
You're a little bit shorter than me.
Okay, maybe a little.
Anyway, but part of this wait, is it Wuhan or Wuhan?
I don't know.
Wuhan conspiracy theory here is that Wuhan is home to several major Chinese biological research labs. In particular, the city is known for the Wuhan Institute of Virology, China's most advanced biological research lab. The Washington Times suggests that this site might be linked to a covert Chinese biological warfare program. Mm-hmm. That's right. That is right. Yeah, so basically, is it any coincidence that coronavirus popped up in Wuhan, they might have actually...
Wuhan.
Wuhan.
That's you're right. You are correct.
That was our guest, Charlie.
And by Charlie, we mean...
Dictionary.com. Oh my gosh, I'm sinking again.
That's like in the Vietnam War when they used to call the Viet Cong Charlie.
Oh.
Or Charlie's Dictionary.
You know that Ken Burns Vietnam War like show
documentary? He made a documentary. He made a lot of documentaries.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, back.
Remember last show when we played that Vietnam War song, and I was like, "This song reminds me of the Vietnam War," and you're like, "That's because
it really was."
Yeah, but okay. So I kind of think it could be true too. I think it could be a bioweapon.
They have a real institute. Yeah. What is the institute study?
Let me find it again. The institute. Wuhan is home to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, China's most advanced biological research lab.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're doing some serious stuff there.
And there's more bio labs there too. But yeah.
Wow, he's that would be really spicy. That's a really spicy conspiracy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, that stuff does exist. I mean, people, there are weapons, like, biological warfare weapons. I mean, like, it's terrible to use them. And I feel like it's like nuclear weapons. It's like they really shouldn't be around because someone's going to be stupid and use it. But, you know, they exist.
They exist out there.
That is a spicy conspiracy. I would hope it's not true, but, like, you know, the pessimist in me thinks that it has a small chance of actually being true.
If it is true, though, then, like, the coronavirus must have been released early because it's actually not that lethal, right? Like, if I Google coronavirus lethality, lethality rate, it's not actually that...
Is it, like, just, it's, like, kind of, like, flu and pneumonia symptoms, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the flu kills people.
Yeah.
So does pneumonia.
It says 20 times more lethal than the flu. So that could, too.
20 what?
There's new data that indicates it could be 20 times more lethal than the flu.
Wow.
But
damn.
The flu isn't that lethal, so that's not saying a lot.
I mean, but it is, though. Like, apparently a lot of people die every year from the flu. It's kind of weird. It's crazy.
This statistic on USA Today says, I don't know when this was. This was February 18th.
That's says, today.
Okay. February 18th. It says the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention put the overall death rate for the virus at 2.3%.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't sound bad when you put it like that, but I mean, I'm sure it's not good, especially because, that's the thing, though. If we really had, like, a really bad disease, we would be so screwed because, like, the entire world is so, like, densely populated that, like, you know, it would be like that.
Also, if you think about it, like, that's more than one in every 50 people. Like, if you have, like, a lecture hall full of like 100 students, two of those students are dead.
Wow.
If everyone got the coronavirus.
That's crazy.
You know?
Well, we gave you a relevant conspiracy theory, but honestly, that one's kind of scary.
I know, it is.
Because it's like so like current and it seems real. It's not like birds aren't real. Like that one is really like birds aren't real. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
this is like, I don't know. You know, it deals with like real like life and death situations. So this is a heavy one.
Yeah, it's heavy.
It's heavy.
I mean, I think we've definitely talked about like war before, like a war conspiracy. I feel like we had one where it was about like weapons or something. There's the lizard people one. There's like
The lizard people one is really far out.
We've talked about things that involved like heavier topics, but this one is a heavier topic. So yeah, maybe we should be treating it with some amount of sensitivity.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Yeah, because people have actually died, and that's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. Where do we go from that?
Well, actually, I have a pretty lighthearted song next, so...
Okay.
You know what? We're gonna lift the mood, you know? We had a serious moment, and now we're coming right back in. And this is one that you would never expect. Mm. You're not seeing this coming, people. And I'm not gonna tell you what it is. Okay, on brownie points, if you know it.
I don't know what the it's pretty. What'd you put on there? You're gonna tell.
I'm not gonna tell the audience. You're just gonna. You have to wait and see. Okay. In 3, 2, 1.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in. Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have clean sheds to play.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Did you hear that? That was me.
No, you didn't. Screaming. It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. So that was a section. So in case you didn't know, that was a Beatles song off of the White Album called Pickies.
Two songs ago.
The one that I said was going to lighten the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your mood lightened?
I hope so. I thought it was cute. There's little pig squeals and snorts.
Wink.
Wink, wink.
Pigs are cute.
Pigs are really cute, you know?
And tasty.
That's true. But we don't want to think about that right now. We want to think about how cute they are.
Like last time.
There was a couple times ago when we were talking about how pigs experience fear. Like,
we ended up looking like pig slaughterhouses up.
Yeah, because we felt bad. Now I'm feeling bad again.
Bad again.
We need another song to lighten the mood. What's a good song to lighten the mood? And that last one was also Hold On by Alabama Shakes, which is, you know, kind of country rock band going. But yeah, which usually isn't my thing, but you know what? They're good. Like she knows what she's doing. That sounds you're in such deep thought right now.
I'm in pain trying to think about songs that lighten the mood.
I have this song that's kind of a bop, but it's like totally doesn't sound like the anything like what we just listened to.
Okay.
Well, you know it though. It's called
Variety is the Spice of Life.
It is the spice of life. If there's anything that is true in this world, that is that phrase. I have this song, it's kind of like a single, like that you would have heard on like alt radio, like FM, like the big what is that? What is that?
The big FM.
No, like that phrase when you're the big league or whatever, you know? You know, like, you know, the main, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say. It is just, it's not coming to me, but that song Trip Switch.
By Nothing But Thieves.
Yeah.
I like Nothing But Thieves.
It's bop. It's kind of like, I feel like we need to end the show with a bop today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that song is a bop. It's like, it's a good catchy, like, it's like Trip Switch.
I mean, that is how it goes.
Lights go down. I'll sing it for you guys.
Kayla,
I don't know the words.
You are a musician. If anyone's qualified to sing it, it's you.
I mean, I do know how to sing, but like, yeah, you know, true. I mean, I didn't write the song.
It's probably better than like mine is just Trip Switch, you know.
Yeah, it's no, just, I mean, that's how they sound, too.
Trip. Switch. Yeah, I promise the song is good, guys.
We do. We're gonna play, because we can't just not play it now.
And also, you've been listening to WMFO Medford.
91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you for always, putting up with our nonsense, our silliness. You know, we come here, we try to have a good time, you know?
Sometimes we talk about milk for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk about pigs for like 20 minutes.
Sometimes we talk about
coronavirus.
Sometimes we talk about birds not being real.
Sometimes we talk about trees.
Sometimes we talk about lizard people.
Sometimes we don't talk about anything at all.
Sometimes we just listen to the sweet tunes.
Love you, Medford.
Love you. Okay. I think we can play it now.
Yeah, I think
yeah, we should. It's been a good show. I hope you guys like that I actually kind of curated a playlist today.
I liked it.
Thank you. I mean, we, you know, we try. You know what's weird, though? It's like, I guess we have a pretty good sense of intuition, because even sometimes when we don't really think about it, it comes out pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, there was one time that we had a show and some man called at the end and he said it was a great show. And I was like, oh my God, that was so nice. Just a random person just said, your show was really good. And I was like, thank you. I was like, you know what? Thanks for the love. You know, we all need some love in this world.
Darn straight.
That is darn straight, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's been lovely.
Have a good rainy night.
Have a good rainy night. Get some, you know, watch a movie or something. Get comfy.
Yeah.
That's the best thing to do in the rain, is just be in the under the covers, you know, watch some TV or whatever.
Being comfy.
Have some snacks.
All right.
Trip Switch, here we go. Nothing But Thieves. Hey. All right. Bye.
Bye.
and we'll both be happy. Sending signals is a dirty trick. Get my love and intention so packaged. Trip, switch, trip. Stratospheric numbers, information I've been craving it. Give me your